We're on Kaf Gimel. We're going to start on Kaf Gimel at from the Kesef Adide Acherim. Okay? Just to repeat very quickly, there was the Mishnah on Kaf Bet Amud Bet. Right? The Mishnah, an Eved Kanani, Nikne, the Kesef Ubishtar Ubichazaka. Right? The Eved Kanani is bought with money, with a star, and with the by way of practice. The Kornet Asmo and buys itself back, the Kesef Adide Acherim, with money. On behalf of others, ubishtar by himself. That's Rabbi Meir. Chachamim say, bekesef al-yedei atzmo, with money on his own, ubishtar al-yedei acherim, with a star, a contract with other people, sign it, ubilvad shiyah kesef mishlachem, provided the money, even though he can use the money to buy himself back, the money has to be given by somebody else. It has to be other
people.
Because he hasn't got money. Because the idea being that the Eved Kanani, whatever is his husband's. Whatever it is his master's. And anything that he finds is his master. We'll see at the end of the last line of the Amud Bet, we'll see a hell of an interesting idea here on how this works. Okay, so let's go. So now we're back on Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph from V'kone et atzmo bekesef. Okay, so we're talking about here V'kone et atzmo bekesef. Okay, that this is Rabbi Meir at the moment, right? Mm-hmm. This is Rabbi Meir. So this is Rabbi Meir's opinion that he could have it was more bekesef v'shtar al-yedei acherim. Right. So the Gemara says as follows: Aval lo al-yedei atzmo, but not by himself. In other words, he can't buy it with his own money. Right. And if someone gave him money to pawn himself, Rashi says, right, he's not padui, because the money that somebody gave him becomes his master automatically. As a guy gives him the money, says he has money for you, go redeem yourself, doesn't help, because that money immediately became his master's money. So he can't do much with it. So the Gemara says, but my skin, what are we talking about? Ilem b'shelo midato. So what are we speaking about here? Ilem b'shelo midato, he knows nothing about it. Right, and therefore, right, if it's the ever hasn't got da'at in the whole process, and he's not part of it, he doesn't even want to be redeemed. Okay, b'shelo midato. Michdi shemane leil Rabbi Meir, since we've already learned, we know what Rabbi Meir says. What does Rabbi Meir say? Rabbi Meir says as follows. The Amar, remember this is throwing us back, now this is just taking us back to Gittin. I can remember the sugi and Gittin, zachin lo b'ladam lo lefanav v'chavin lo b'ladam lo lefanav. We had that whole thing about getting a get go. We learned the sugi and Gittin already, basically, in a roundabout way. That just to, for those who never learned Gittin with us, the concept of chavin v'zachin. You can do something good for somebody when they aren't around. You can be mezakeh him, but you can't. Rabbi Meir says you can't do something chavin lo. You can't do something which puts him into a bad situation. So if an Eved going free is a bad thing, we'll see in a second that it might be a bad thing. Because Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that an Eved, so long as he's with you, is better off. Because if you're a Kohen, and he's an Eved of a Kohen, he can eat Truma. And Truma is something cheap. You can always find Truma, and Truma is easy to get hold of. Right? Therefore, it's better for him on the one hand. And on the other hand, even if you aren't a Kohen, his master, but when he's with you, he can have a Shivcha Knanit. And he prefers the Shifra Knanit. Rashi says in a second, we'll see why. He prefers Shifra Knanit. So therefore, when you get rid of his avdut and you redeem him, you aren't necessarily doing him a favor. You think you're being a nice guy, but you might not be doing him a favor. Okay, so that's the story here. Ilam ishlo midato, if he says no midato, michti shuman le Rabbi Meir da amar chov hu le evid, she yetze miyad rabo le chayrut. It's a chov, right? It's not a favor you're doing him. You're doing him an injustice. The Tanina, and we've already learned, Zachin al Ashlo Fanav, the Ain Chavin lo Fanav, that you can be Mezake somebody, you can do something good for him when he's not around or without his consent, but you can't do something bad without his consent. So if you now come along and you think you're this hero, you're going to redeem the slave, but you've done him an injustice, you can't do it, it doesn't work. Right? Right, and a pshita midatos, therefore we must be speaking about a case of dat. Our question here was, we try to understand what it means, be'alidei acherim, right? So we said, is it shelo midat? It can't be shelo midat. We just explained why it can't be shelo midat. It must be with dat. And therefore, what is Rabbi Meir teaching us? Alidei acherim in alidei atzmo lo. That he's saying, that how can this be done? With dat, obviously. Alidei acherim, but not alidei atzmo. So there's no real chidush at the moment, right? Alma, therefore, what do we learn from that? Ein kinyan le'eved below rabo. Right? So we learn from that that aloch is ein kinyan le'eved b'rab. In other words, what are we learning? That anything that the eved is kone automatically becomes his master's. There's no real, at the moment, as things stand, the Gemara's gone in a roundabout way, but we haven't really learned anything new. Now, there are Rishonim on this, we're trying to understand what the sugya is speaking about and what's new about it, but for our purposes, we're going to carry on. So the Gemara says like this. If we say he has to have da'at, why does he have to have da'at? Because ain chavin lo, right? Shelo b'fanav. Therefore, he has to have da'at. And it can't be done on the with the Eved himself. It has to be a day acherim. We learn from that that we got da'at, and it's ain kinyan el rabo, because if it wasn't a day acherim and it was given to him, the Eved, the master, would acquire the money automatically. The Gemara says the following. Iachi. If we're saying that, then the Sefer, right? When Rabbi Meir said in the Mishnah, he said, Kesef alidei acherim, ushtar alidei atzmo. Right? Ushtar alidei atzmo. See, we've just assumed, we've deduced now that it is alidei acherim because there's no kinyan, right, below Rabbo. Iachi aim a Sefer, bushtar alidei atzmo. Alidei atzmo in alidei acherim lo. Therefore, we've got to say, okay, so if we've just proven now that the kesef is alidei acherim, and only alidei acherim, and not alidei atzmo, therefore, when we say shtar alidei atzmo, we must say alidei atzmo only, and not alidei acherim, otherwise there's no difference between the shtar and the kesef. What were we married telling us two different things for? If there's no difference, if shtar is not alidei acherim only, sorry, alidei atzmo only, not alidei acherim, then we've got a situation where we've got that the money is alidei acherim, and the shtar is also alidei acherim. Right? But also alidei atzmo. And the Mishnah says alidei atzmo. Not alidei acherim. Right?
One second. It's
midat. It's midat. But alidei atzmo, alidei acherim lo. Ve'i midato. And if it's midat, alidei acherim amai lo. Why not? What bothers us? If we say that we're talking about a case of with da'at, and the Eved is agreeing and consenting, it's not a case of chavin lo shlo b'fanav, either it's with a full agreement, then what's the difference if it's a shtar? And we're forced to deduce that it has to be shtar only the atzmo and the acherim, because otherwise we've got no difference between the shtar and the acherim. So the Gemara gives a possible answer, but rejects straight away. V'chi tamemal the atzmo, af the atzmo. Maybe no, what do we mean when we say the atzmo, the shtar? Is that it already can be alidei acherim, but also alidei atzmo. Right, so now we've got a situation where we've got kesef alidei acherim, shtar alidei acherim va'alidei atzmo. Right? Mm-hmm. But it can't be, why can't it be? Because why can't it be shtar alidei atzmo va'alidei acherim? V'akamashma, we've already learned, what have we learned? De gito ve'yado ba'im ke'echad. We learned that in Gittin as well, that when you give a shtar to the Eved, right, what's the chidush of the shtar? The yad at the moment belongs to the master. So normally when you're putting the get into his hands, whose hands are you putting it in? The master's hands.
Master.
Right, so how can he acquire himself with the get shichrur? So we learned the chidush. Remember we said that the get and the hand become his at the same time. As he put the shtar into his hand, suddenly the hand becomes his. That was the chidush which we learned. Right, so that's how he could acquire the get.
Can the Acher acquire him for himself, from the first master?
Now, we saw yesterday in the bottom, at the end of yesterday's daf, we had a case of Rav Huna, right? That Rav Huna quickly went and did a kinyan on an Eved. Was it Rav Huna? Mazutra. That Mazutra quickly did a kinyan on an Eved, of my Yudua, he was at Yehuda HaNedoa, right? And he was a ger that never had Yorshim. And there he did a kinyan from an Eved to an Eved. But there the idea was not to redeem the Eved, it was to buy the Eved. Here we're discussing redemption of the Eved.
But you can acquire him and then redeem him straight away.
But the question, even if he redeems him, how does he redeem him? We still come back to the same question. Yeah. The question would be then, how would he redeem him? If he redeems him on a shtar, can he give the shtar to somebody else? Does he have to give the shtar to him? Or can he get money from somebody else? Or get money? Or you, even when he lets him go, when you shichru with a shtar, we're discussing at the moment, how do you do a shichru with a shtar? Does the shtar go into the Eved's hand, or do you give the shtar to somebody else? So the question would still come back to this question. So now, v'ha, digir v'alabah me'chat, v'alo tanya achi, the tanya, v'shtar de atzmo, v'lo al yedei acherim, divrei Meir. Right, look at Rashi there. V'ha'lo tani hachi. Sorry, we're bright. Okay. V'imi datu sh'ama lo kabel gite. Ba'an kecha v'lo amrina lo hotzi rabo et haget mishuto v'ein zu kabala. Okay, because we said, v'hakamashblan, the gito v'yado ba'in ke'echad. So what does Rashi say over there, ba'in ke'echad? V'lo amrinan, lo hotzi rabo et haget mirshuto, v'ein zu kabala. Right, we don't say that the master has to give the get to somebody else. We say that he can give it to his own eved. So we can see over here that if we're trying to say, we're trying to prove over here, that if we're saying that acherim means that atzmo means af atzmo, right, and acherim, then what do we have to learn this whole chiddush for in gito bava b'yad echad? Because there we don't need acherim; it's only atzmo. We give the get atzmo, and it's atzmo after the whole chiddush of atzmo. The time we start under the atzmo, we're under acherim. Terei Meir, Mary says no, that is dafka under acherim. So we come all the way around over here. That we see that as far as Rabbi Mary is concerned. Right, Rabbi Meir says that Adida Atzmo is Adida Atzmo v'lo Adida Acherim, and therefore we've got a case of Rabbi Meir. We've got Kesef Adida Acherim and Shtar Adida Atzmo. So now, and that's as far as we explained it, that it's Midato, right? Because we've got a problem of Chavin Lo L'Adam Shlo B'Fanav. But Amar Abaye, L'Olam Shlo Midato. Rabbi says, Abaye says, no, we speak about a case here of Shlo Midato. And if it's Shlo Midato, then we definitely can't do it with somebody else. Mashani, so how come the money works though? That's only with the star. So how come money works? Why can money work where if somebody else gives the money? Because even Rabbi Meir said, Kesef adida chayrim, right? Mashani kesef hoyil v'kanile baal korche, maknile baal korche. Because money, when you could buy an eved, here's your question, David. You can buy an eved from somebody else without his permission. So therefore you can also redeem it without his permission. Right, so money is a different story altogether. But a star, different. The Gemara says, "Iachi star nami." Why not star? Also, high star lechud, high star lechud. The Gemara says, "No, you can't use a star because they're different starim altogether. The one is a star of a kinyan, and the one is a star of a sale of a shichrun. Right, they're different wording on the star altogether. So the Gemara says, "Iachi nami, high kasper lechud, high kasper." But so is the money different? Says, so, "No, the money is the same. Why? Tiva miachadu. It's the same coin. You can't notice on the coin on the money, right?" On the whether it's different money or the same money, it all looks the same money. On the kshtar, it's completely different. Rav Amar Kesef Kabbalat Rabo Garmelo Shtar Kabbalat Acherim Garmelo. So Rav gives a different example. So Abai explained the difference of why money and shtar work differently. He says because they're two different things altogether. And Rav says over here, what's the difference between money and shtar? Look at the Rashi there. Kesef Kabbalat Rabo. Shemekabel Rabo HaKesef. When the master gets the money, Garmu lo lishtachrer me'elav. Ve'ein acherim halalu chavin ele kabbalat harav. And there's no other person here that's doing anything to this Eved to do chavin lo shlomidato. Because who's letting him go? The master. He got the money and now he's letting him go. It's not that the acherim are letting him go. It's very technical, right? Even though I gave Ira the money, at the end of the day, it's Ira who's letting the Eved go. Right? And therefore the master is not a shaliach of anybody. He's himself. Just the money happened to help him make up his mind to let him go. But shtar is saying different. He's saying the shtar is the fact that there was the shtar shichrur, that the acherim got it. That's the acherim now that are letting him go. The fact that they received the shtar. Okay, it's a very, very technical idea over here. You've got to try and understand. Tosfot actually explains it nicely. Tosfot Ria Zakein says there, Kabbalat Rabo Garmo, if you look at that there on the left there, as you've got it, says there, Lehishtachrer ve'ein adam ose ma'ase ha'shichrur she'e talui bo she'yehu yachol limnoa she'adon mekabel ma'otav leto'edet atzmo v'hu meshuchrar me'elav. He says, no one can prevent it here because the master, at the end of the day, he decides for himself to get the money and now the slave goes free. There's no intermediaries here. Even though the money was paid by a third party, it's a relation between the master and the slave. Aval b'shtar, with regards to a shtar, adam mekabel ha-shtar. There has to be a third party here who's actually receiving the shtar. Right? Ha-shtar v'hu meshuchrar bota kabbalah. And as a result of that other third party deciding to hold on to that shtar, the eved is free. And that's a case of Chavin Lo Shlo B'Fanav. Okay, so it's complicated to agree. Let's go through very, very quickly one more time. So we start by trying to understand the difference between a kesef, we understood kesef, and then shtar. What is shtar? And we say we have to have da'at. It has to be with da'at. We try to say, is there a difference between kesef and shtar? And we said kesef is only because we proved Rabbi Meir says that there's no kinyan without his master. Anything that any money you give him becomes his master. So kesef is can't work. But what about shtar? Maybe shtar is only acherim and Adida Atzmo, and we said, no, it can't be. It has to be only Adida Atzmo, because we saw Rabbi Meir was the person who held that we've got this chidush of Yado and his star come at the same time. And it's not a cherim there, so therefore, the chidush of Rabbi Meir is that we have to have it given to the master himself, and we can't say star is af Atzmo, and it's also a cherim. Okay?
What do we mean by star?
It's get shichru.
So it can only be by the day of the master.
The master gives it to the servant.
The question is who receives it.
That's right.
The question is who receives, not who gives it. We're talking about who gets the star. When the master gives the star to, it's your ever and you give it to Michael. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what we're saying. Does your ever go free, or do you have to give your ever the star in his hand? That's what we're discussing. And we conclude that you give ever in his hand, the star is Ali Day Atzmo, as far as Rabbi Mary is concerned, and the kesef, on the other hand, if Michael wants to give your ever kesef, if he gives it to your ever, the Eved, whatever he got it is yours straight away. Mm-hmm. Right? So he has to basically give it to you. That was Rabbi Meir. Now we see Chachamim, exact opposite. Remember in the Mishnah, Chachamim remember, Bekesef Ali Atzmo, Kesef is you give it to the Eved himself, Uveshtar Ali Acherim. And they put a rider on here in the Mishnah, Ubilvad, Sheheh Kesef Mishel Acherim. But the money has to originate from a third party. In other words, it can't be the slave's own money, because the slave's own money is not his own money. A third party has to come along and give the money, right? But he can give it to the Eved, and we'll see now in the Gemara, he makes it tonight. So I'm giving you this money on condition that, you know, it doesn't become your master's.
To hold on trust.
Right, basically, so the question is, how does an Eved hold in trust something? Because the Eved is an extension of his master.
He's holding on trust for the master.
Even if the Eved, but holding on, holding trust for the master. Interesting what you say. Holding in trust for the master. But how can he actually hold it in trust for the master? He is the master's hand.
That's what it is. Belongs to him. The money never belongs to him.
But when I give you, I can't give you something to hold in trust for you, can I? Maybe I can. Can I give you something and say hold it in trust for you? Because that's really what an Eved is. Eved is you. Can you do that? I'm asking as a lawyer now. Can I give you something and say to you, David, hold it in trust for you? In trust generally means you're holding for a third party, right?
Of course.
So an Eved isn't a third party. That's my question. That's what I'm saying. An Eved is not a third party. An Eved is you. So when I say to the Eved, hold it in trust for you, it's like the same as me giving it to you and saying, hold it in trust for you. I'm not sure it could work, but maybe interesting. Let's see. Maybe we can fit what you're saying into the Gemara. Okay. The Chachamim Omrim Bekesef Ayde Atzmo. Right? Bekesef Ayde Atzmo in Ayde Acherim Lo. Right? So the Gemara says, am I? Why not? Why can't you give it to Acherim? Nehi Demi Deshelo Midato. Right? Michti Sheman Lul Rabbana. Right? Since let's say that it's not Midato. Right, he's not. Let's say it's not the case of midato. We explained earlier on that it was a case of da'at. Let's say nechi shelo midato, mirti shmane. Because what have we heard from Rabbanan? As opposed to Rabbi Meir, who said that shichrur is chovlo. Right, we don't want him to go free. Chachami, maybe not. The amre shmane. What do we learn from Rabbanan? The amre zechutu sheyetzay mitachad yad rabo lecherut. On the contrary, Chachami of the opinion that letting an eved go free is a schut. You're doing him a favor. So therefore, we know zakin lo shlo b'fanav. You can be mezake somebody shlo b'fanav. So why do we need da'at over here? V'tenina, right? Zakin la adam shlo b'fanav. And we've learned that you can do that. V'ein chavin lo el b'fanav. But you can't do chavin lo el b'fanav, right? So therefore, over here, there shouldn't be a problem. We can say that this money, right? When we said ayda atzmo, we should say even ayda achayrim, because it's a schut. And anybody can be mezakeh shlo b'fanav. So anybody can come and pay and release the slave. We're doing him a favor. What do we have to have da'at? So why can't it be a chayrim? Right? That's a good question, right? So now, apostle, same style of the Gemara previously. I'm going to give an answer. We're going to knock it out. Bechi taima, mai adide atzmo, af adide atzmo. Maybe no. What we mean when we say atzmo is af atzmo. It's obviously alei achayrim, but the chiddush is even alei atzmo. That's the chiddush. And achayrim, because we know b'zakir lo la'baram shelo b'fanav, right? V'kamash malan. And then what we're going to learn from that? Deyesh kinyan ever b'lo rabo. Right? And then we're going to end up saying that if you can't give him the money, right, then there is kinyan le'eved lo rabo. And therefore, you can give the guy money, and he can take do the kinyan, and it's his money. Doesn't become the master's money, and he can then go take the money and redeem himself. And also, achayrim also can go and give the money and redeem himself. So we've got alidei kesef, alidei achayrim, and alidei atzmo. So Gemara says, ihachi, if that's the case, now he's saying that kesef is alidei achayrim and alidei atzmo. A mesefa b'shtar alidei achayrim. Velo alidei atzmo, because otherwise we've got no difference. We're trying to. Why do the chachamim in the Mishnah make two different statements if they're the same? Mm-hmm. Right. So the Gemara, right, dafka. This is where they say, right. I'm a sefer b'shtar alidei achayrim. I'm a sefer b'shtar alidei achayrim. Velo alidei atzmo. In other words, dafka shtar has to be achayrim. Right. By kaimelan, but we've learned already. The gitto v'yado bain keechad. And if we're going to say that a shtar has to be alidei achayrim, how can we say that? We've already learned in Gittin that a shtar comes with his own hand. In other words, you can give him a shtar alidei atzmo. So we can't say that a shtar has to be alidei achayrim, because we know that a shtar can be alidei atzmo. You got the question? Right? So the Gemara says, v'chi teima mai alidei achayrim. So what do we mean by alidei achayrim? Af alidei achayrim. Let's say no. Shtar is not alidei achayrim, but af alidei achayrim. Sorry, when we said, we're speaking about, what did Chachamim say? Money, right? Alidei achayrim. No, shtar alidei achayrim. Shtar alidei achayrim. V'chi teima. V'chi teima. Maybe we're saying that alidei achayrim is af alidei achayrim. V'hai kamash malan, deschutu le'eved, she'etze miyad rabo le'chayrut. Maybe that's what we want to say. Say, no, it's actually, shtar is af alidei achayrim. Right, and why would it work over as well? Because it's a schut to the eved, and therefore anybody can come along and do it. So most of we've got a problem. If it's the case, we've basically got a situation where we've got, as far as Chachamim is concerned, Kesef and Shtar are exactly the same. They're both Atzmo and Acherim. So Gemara says, Ihachi, Na'arvinu v'nitninu b'kesef v'shtar, b'en ad Acherim, b'en ad Atzmo. Why do we the Mishnah say? Kesef ad Acherim, and Shtar ad Atzmo. Well, the other way around, sorry. Kesef ad Atzmo, v'shtar ad Acherim. Let's just say kesef v'shtar bein alidei achayrim bein alidei atzmo. That's how we should have learned it. If it's, we're proving now that they're all exactly the same, then why do we do it differently? Ella the Gemara says no. The kesef bein alidei achayrim bein alidei atzmo v'shtar alidei achayrim lo alidei achayrim, sorry, v'lo alidei atzmo. That's chachamim, which is a completely little bit different how we learned in Gittin, because here we're saying that a shtar is only alidei achayrim, alidei atzmo. We know that we've got a situation where the get, we just said a second ago, right? That he gets the get at the same time. That's what the whole chiddush. That he gets the get in his hands. And we can give the get to it, and he gets the evid and the star in the hand come at the same time. So what's the Gemara saying? And where's that halacha, the opinion that we learned in get? In Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who the time of Shimon ben Elazar, omer af b'shtar alidei achayrim, velo alidei atzmo. And those chachamim, right, what's that shitta? That shitta is Rabbi Shimon. Right, and he's the one who says, Beshtar alidei achayrim v'lo alidei atzmo. And therefore, v'shalosh machlokot bedavar. And then we've got a three-way machloket. So we've got Rabbi Meir, Rachachamim, and Rabbi Shimon. Now look, Rashi says, yeah, v'shalosh machlokot bedavar. He's a long, long Rashi. I just summed it up over here. Let's just, I'll read you my summary quickly of how we got it. So we've got basically kesef and shtar. Okay, so we've got Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, and Rabbanan. So Rabbi Meir will tell us that Kesef is alidei achayrim bilvad, only other people, right? Right, and we've got we talk about a case of shelo midato, right? Not the Eved isn't involved in this decision, and it's achayrim and shelo midato, and therefore it can't be on his own the Kesef. B'shichur, right? And here, and why does he allow the money to work even though shelo midato? We say that kabbalat rabo gamelo. That it was the, remember we explained that it was the Rav, he was the one that made the decision to let him go, right? It was with the money and not the third party. In other words, the money was given to the master, and as a result of him getting the money, he decided to let him go. And therefore, there's no problem here of Chavin Losh Adam Shlomo Fanav, because no one else is doing it. It's the master, and it's his chut to decide to let him go whenever he wants. Right, with regards to shtar, is only atzmo. Right, and why is only atzmo? Because then we've got a case of chovlo. You can't chovlo ben adam shlo b'fanav. So therefore, with a shtar, the eved has to agree to take the shtar. So that's Rabbi Meir's shita. That's why he says kesef acherim and shtar eved atzmo. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, which we just learned over here, he says like this: acherim, both kesef and both shtar. We're speaking here about acherim, right? That's acherim at the end of the day, right? That the acherim will give you the money, because we said as well in our Mishnah that as long as the money comes from acherim, right? And the shtar also, we're saying now, is acherim. Okay, below that's more. And why? He said it's a schut, and then we've got no problem zakin ol lefanav, because letting him go is not a chov, like Rabbi Meir felt, but it's a schut, and therefore we've got no problem whatsoever, but not atzmo, because with no kinyan the law rabbo, they've got no money, right? And with regards to the shtar, right, ein gittin v'yado bain bevat achat. So therefore, we don't hold of the opinion that the gittin and yado bain bevat achat, therefore you can't give him the shtar. You've got to give the shtar to a third party. And Rabbanan say atzmo and acherim, both kesef, both the shtar. They're happy with atzmo and acherim, right? Because kinyan acherim is a schut, the zakin, with regards to kesef, and shtar as well. It's gito v'yado bain ke'echad. So we've got no problem giving him the shtar. Okay, so Chachamim fit in very nicely with our halachas of gittin. Rabbi Shimon explains how we learned the Mishnah that at the end of the day, that kesef and shtar, they're both only al acherim. Rabbi Meir makes the difference between acherim bilvad and shtar atzmo bilvad. Okay, so Chachamim say that there is kinyan. Right. No. Kinyan acherim bezak of zakin.
It's a chiyuv. Is there something positive?
No, but he's got a question here, Mati. He says, how does the kinyan work with the money if we give him the money?
Because there's something positive with him.
No, because of mazakin. But mazakin, we're going to think about somebody else giving mazakin and give the guy the money and let him go. But how does the kinyan work? Let's look through this Rashi very quickly and see if I missed out something. Rabbanan, hold on 1 second. Let me look down the Rashi. Rabbanan. Rabbanan, Abdin Levahai, the law of the Kamran Gito, we are a bank echad, Rabbanan, but. Rabbanan de matitin itlu kesef bayad acherim bayad atzmo. Diyesh kinyan acherim to schutu lo. Because only kinyan acherim. Okay, with chachamim, you can make the t'nai that we're giving you the money that doesn't become yours. Right. So, like David wanted to hold it in trust. I'm not sure, maybe David's right, hold it in trust. But the chachamim agree you can give the guy the money with the t'nai that doesn't become the master's.
Yeah.
And then he gets it, it's not the master until he actually gives it to the master. That's how it'll work. Okay. That's what we saw. Okay. So that's
where. Why do they separate the two if they say the same, the chachamim?
Well, because this Mishnah is not chachamim. This Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. That's why we have got a problem. Rabbi, if it's chachamim, we would read it differently. But this Mishnah is, when we said chachamim, it's Rabbi Shimon Lazar. That's how the Gemara ends up over here. Okay. My time with Rabbi Shimon Elazar. So now, what's Rabbi Shimon Elazar's reason? How does he learn this over here? Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Gamala Meisha. So he's got a gezerah, he's got a limud from Isha, right? From Isha, right? Ma Isha, right? Ma Isha. He's got a gezerah Shabbat, right? Because it says La La, right? The pasuk says La La, right? We learned that pasuk before, we've seen it a few times before, right? V'chatav La. Right and right, every kritut. Gamal mish ma isha ad she yotzi get l'reshut she eino shelo. Right, because who's the reshut she eino shelo with the isha? The woman herself. The woman is her own reshut. Look at Rashi. He says it very nicely. She eino shelo she rabo. Right, she dichtiv v'natan b'yada ve'i hi lo akne lebala gufa. Her body is not owned by the husband. Then when he gives her the get, he's giving it to somebody else other than himself, because the woman's not his possession. He doesn't own her. Right? So he says just like that. Af eved nami ad sheyotzi get reshut she'eino shelo. And who's she'eino shelo? Right? She'o rabo. He has to give it outside of himself, of the rav. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon, that he gives the get to somebody else. He can't give it himself, right? Look at Rashi. Rashi answers the question on Rabbanan. Look at that last Rashi quickly. Rabbanan gamrei hachi ma isha mekabelet gita, af eved mekabel gita. And the Chachamim said, no, we've got no problem with Eved getting the get, because we learn also from Gzara Shava of Lala. Just like the woman can get the get, so the woman, the Eved can get the get. Okay. So that's where Rabbi Shimon gets it from. So the Gemara is like, it's by Rabbi Shimon Elazar. So now that we've got this whole story here, of Rabbi Shimon Elazar in the picture, we've got a question. Rabbi asks him a question. He says, Eved Kanani. Now an Eved Kanani, Mahu, Sheyaseh Shaliach Lekabel Gito Miyad Rabo. Can an Eved Kanani appoint a shaliach to go and get his get, right, from somebody else, from his master, right? We'll look what's behind the question. Kevan de gamar la la miisha keisha. Since we've learned the gzarushava of la la, like an isha, right? And if what's an isha? An isha can appoint a shaliach to get her get. If she can. Or Dilma, isha de ihi matzi mekabelet get. Since a woman is capable of getting her get herself, shaliach nami matzi meshavia. She can appoint a shaliach. But an eved, right? But an eved who can't get a get in the first place, he maybe can't appoint a shaliach. Because you're saying that, okay, that's a question, nice question, right? So he said, Eved, de'i hu lo mekabel gita, sheliach nami lo matzi meshavia. That's the end of the question, okay, like I just said. So the Gemara says like this, Batar debaya hadar pashta. He first asked the question, Rabbi, and now he answers the question himself. And what's the question? There's an agot habach, look at it, it says, Gamar, right? Gamar la meisha keisha. And he's like, he says, yes, an Eved can appoint a shaliach. We've got, once we learn in the limud of la, a woman can appoint a shliach, so too he can appoint a shliach. So now once So now Rav Huna says as follows. Amar Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua Hanei Kahanei. Yeah, you Kohanim, right? You, these Kohanim Shluchei Derachmane Ninhu. We're going to look at this. He's setting up a question over here. We just said now that why can a woman appoint a shaliach? Because she can get her own get. So to an Eved can appoint a shaliach, right? So a woman, we're saying that a woman can appoint a shaliach because she can get it herself, right? It's like this. Right, the Elahad Amar Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua Hani Kahane. These Shli Kohanim Shluchei Derachmane Ninu. The Shli Kohanim, when they do the korban for us, right? Are they doing the korban as our shlichim? Because with regards to korban, other than the shchita Yisrael can do shchita, but the rest of the process from kabbalat dam and holacha and all those things only a kohen can do. But when we bring a kohen, a korban to the Hamikdash, we appoint the kohen. Now, are we appointing the kohen as our shaliach to do the korban for us? Or is he already God's shaliach and he's doing the korban for God? Okay, look at this. Right? If we would have thought that they are shlichim, mi'ike midi da'anan lo metzinan avdinan ve'inu matzei avdi. Right, we just said a second ago, is there something that we can, how can we appoint a shaliach for something we can't ourselves do? Yeah, now we aren't able to do that avoda. Yeah. So how can we appoint a kohen to be our shaliach for us? So obviously, that's why he says they aren't shlichim of us. The Gemara says, "Lo, v'ha'avdei." Look, we see that we got a case of an eved. De'ihu lo matzi mekabel gita v'shaliach matzei meshavi. But wait a second, it doesn't stand, because with an eved we just learned that an eved can appoint a shaliach. Yet an Eved himself can't get the get. So why don't we say that the Kohen is our shaliach, even though we can't do the avoda? Why are we forced to say that he's God's shaliach? Mm-hmm. Maybe he's actually our shaliach. You don't have to have a case of the shaliach has to be able to do what you can do, right? Veloi. So the Gemara says, no, there's no connection here. You can't make a comparison. Why? Yisrael lo shaychei betorat korbanot klal. When it comes to korbanot, Yisrael lo shaych. Therefore, to say, can I do it, and therefore appoint a shaliach, it doesn't even begin. There's no shaykh saviyah whatsoever. Eved shaykh begitin. But when it comes to Eved, there is shaykh over there. Begit, look at Rashi, that shaykh begitin. Him eno mekabel gito. Mishum de lo yetze haget, mishut rabo, mekabel hu get lechaveiro, she'en ad shel rabo, ele shel ish acher. Da yetze haget, mishut ele shlo. In other words, an Eved, even though an Eved can't receive his own get, an Eved can be a shaliach for another Eved to go and get that Eved's get. So we see that an Eved is still got shaychus in as far as getting are concerned. Okay, so even though he can't read, he's limited, but there's still a connection. You got that? Okay, that he can appoint. Okay, that's a nice answer. Okay. Detanya, right? Eved Detanya, Nirin Hadvarim, the Gemara says we got a brighter. You know, Dvarim Sha'evid Mekabel Gito Shel Chaveiro Miyad Rabo Shel Chaveiro Avalo Miyad Rabo Shelo. He can get it from his for his friend, but not for himself. So an Eved is in the din of Gittin and Shaykhs. Okay, really nice. Let's move. Okay, and so now the end of that mission when Chachamim said that that he can get the money, but provided that the money ubilvad sheakesef mishel acherim, the money had to originate outside. Right, that was what the thing. So the Gemara says, name of a high commitment. Let's listen. What's the mach? This is the machloket. We're going to give three potential answers here to what that means of mishel acherim. The first answer is Rabbi Meir Savar, right? Because Rabbi Meir never said that. Rabbi Meir Savar ain't kinyan ever below Rabbo, v'ain kinyan isha below Bala. And when it comes to kinyan, right, whatever the Eved gets, lays his hands on, becomes his master. So to a woman, whatever she gets is her husband's. Okay? The woman is less relevant for us at the moment. I'll be talking more about the Eved. V'rabbanan Savrei, yesh kinyan le Eved below Rabbo, v'yesh kinyan isha below Bala. Right? So therefore, that's the machloka. Therefore, Rabbi Chachamim can say that the Eved can get the money, right, from a third party, because when he gets the money, he not necessarily automatically becomes the master's. Rabbi Meir says, no, as he gets the money, becomes the master's. Right? Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Sheshet. De kule alma ein kinyan Eved below Rabbo. He says, no, that can't work, because everybody agrees, both Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, that when the Eved gets the money, it's the master's. Vein kinyan Eved below Bala. And there's no difference either. So what are we discussing over here? What's the machlok between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim over here? The akni le acher mana v'amele almenach and rabach reshut po. We talk about a case of here where a person gives it him on condition. Correct. There's a tonight. He says he has the money on condition that your master doesn't get it. Rabbi Meir savar ki amar le kane. When he says to him, you acquire this, kane eved kane rabbi. Immediately, doesn't make a difference. That doesn't work. V'chi amar le almenach. Lo klum kamala, and the t'nai is irrelevant, we ignore the t'nai altogether. Rabbanan Savrei came and amala amanat, ahani le t'nai, Rabbanan said no, the t'nai does work. And therefore Rabbanan say that kesef can work, as long as the money is from an outside person, and it will be given on t'nai. Rabbi Lazar Amar, third opinion says, ko kihai gavna. Anybody who does anything in this way, in other words with a t'nai, when he makes a conditional giving the money, de kule amelo pligi, de kane eve v'kan rabba. Even no one agrees that this t'nai can work. Okay, so how does he do it? Now Rabbi Lazar here creates this like third type of, third way of explaining, like a bit of a notional type of explanation. So how does it work? Mahachal Maaskin, what are we talking about over here? Kagon da'aknele acher mana. So another person came and gave this Eved the mana, the money, right? And he didn't give it him and say, it's yours, it's not your master's. So I'm giving it to you on condition that you go free. So now the condition over here is not that it's not your master's, right? But it only becomes yours if you go free. Okay, maybe that's a nice way of explaining, but the way that the Tosfot Ri over here, we'll see in a second, that basically he limits the ownership. In other words, the ownership is limited. It's only for Pidyon. And therefore the master can't have a higher level of ownership than the Eved got. Because we say that the master's getting it, but he's only getting it in that same level of ownership that the Eved had. And the Eved has it on a very limited ownership. His ownership is limited to the pidyon, to go free. Right. Rabbi Meir Savar, so now this is the machloket. Rabbi Meir Savar, kane Eved, v'kane Rabbi, it makes no difference. Even a t'nai like this means nothing. V'rabbanan Savrei, ledide, as far as the Eved is concerned, right, Savrei, ledide, namiha lo maknele, even the Eved himself never actually got it. Because there's a limited over here on the chesed. Even the Eved never got it. If the Eved never got it, the master can't get it. Right. So therefore, when does the money become somebody's? When the Eved goes free, then so it's almost as if then the Eved bought it and then the master got it. Right? So that's how it would work. Okay, let's stop over here.